Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All right, so are you ready? Ready to jump into the world of meme coins?
Buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride.
We're going deep today, folks, to equip you with everything you need. The knowledge, the tools, you name it. So you can really navigate this crazy corner of crypto.
It is a wild corner for sure.
No.
But there's also a ton of opportunity. And for this deep dive, we're going to be using an awesome guide from Aave AI.
I love Aave AI. They're a crypto trading platform.
Yeah.
They have like this really data-driven approach.
Right.
So let's talk meme coins before we get too far. What are they really? Like, I get that they are funny pictures that turned into digital assets, but is there more to it?
Yeah. I mean, they are cryptocurrencies.
Okay.
And they really gain traction through online communities, like on social media and stuff.
So it's all about the community with these.
Yeah. They often start as a joke. But some of them, like Dogecoin and Shiba Inu, they kind of evolved into major players in the market.
Yeah. And that's the crazy part, right? Because if you were one of those early investors, you held onto your Doge, you're probably set.
Right.
But it's a risky game.
Oh, yeah. Super high stakes, big price swings.
Yeah.
And that's why AI is really big on making informed decisions. They put together this toolkit with three key tools that basically give you X-ray vision into the meme coin market.
Ooh, okay. I love a good toolkit. So break it down for me. Let's unpack it. What's the first one?
The first one is an on-chain screener.
Yeah.
So think about it. You're looking at this meme coin. It's got insane volume. Looks amazing, right?
Promising.
But then you use the on-chain screener, and it reveals that most of the holders are short-term traders. That's a red flag.
Okay. So it's not just about the hype.
Right. It's about looking at the data and see what's actually happening.
Okay.
So an on-chain screener will let you track all sorts of stuff, like volume and transactions.
Okay.
Market cap, holder profiles. It even shows you things like the liquidity pool and even movements from top traders.
Wait, hold on. So you can see what the big players are doing, like the whales?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. So that brings us to tool number two, which is wallet tracing. Think of it like following the breadcrumbs, but instead of breadcrumbs, it's the actions of successful traders.
Okay.
And Aave AI, they've actually gone and identified certain wallets that they call smart money wallets.
Smart money.
Yeah. And these wallets, they consistently make profitable moves.
So we're basically learning from the masters here. That's awesome. What kind of patterns should we be on the lookout for?
So there's a few key patterns that are like really insightful. One is what they call cult following. That's when a trader sticks with a coin even after making profits. They build a whole community around it.
They're dedicated.
Yeah. They truly believe in the project. They're not just in it for the quick buck.
Yeah.
Another pattern is reinvesting elsewhere.
Okay.
So this is when a trader takes their profits from one coin and then moves those profits into new opportunities. They're always like searching for that next hidden gem.
Constantly on the move.
Yeah. And to help visualize all this activity, Aave AI uses these cool things called bubble maps.
Bubble maps.
Yeah. You can see how all the different wallets are interacting. It's pretty cool.
So to recap, we have the on-chain screener to really analyze the data. We have the wallet tracing to see what these smart money folks are up to. What is tool number three?
All right, so tool number three is the sniper bot. And in a market as fast-paced as this one, it's all about speed and automation. So imagine you've used the first two tools. You found this awesome coin. It's starting to pump.
Mm-hmm.
Every second counts.
Right? Yeah, because if you're sitting there manually signing every transaction, you could miss out.
Exactly.
Big time.
So a sniper bot, it takes care of that. It automates your trades so you don't miss out. That's like having your own little personal assistant, but for trading.
I love that.
And you can even set like auto sell parameters.
Yeah.
So you can lock in those profits or, you know, protect yourself from sudden drops.
All right. So it seems like we have a real advantage here with this toolkit. But tools are only one piece of the puzzle. What about the human element, like the community?
That's a good point. The community is super important. And Aave AI really emphasizes that. It's about finding a community that's supportive, you can learn from other experienced traders, you can stay on top of trends, and you even get a feel for the overall sentiment around a certain coin.
Yeah, because it's like a network, right?
Right.
You can bounce ideas off of each other. You can help each other navigate this crazy world of meme coins.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And in the article, they specifically mention some Indonesian communities that are really active in the meme coin space.
Okay.
Like AveAI has their own English and North America groups.
And cool.
Yeah. And there's also this Millionaires community led by a successful trader called Millium. They're all really thriving hubs for meme coin enthusiasts.
That's awesome. So we've got our data analysis tools, we've got our community insights, but we can't forget about the R word, risk.
It's risky business.
Meme coins are volatile. You can make a lot of money, but you can also lose a lot of money. So how do we stay grounded? How do we avoid getting caught up in all the hype?
Well, AveAI, they suggest a few things to keep you on track. First, start with a small trade size.
Okay.
They recommend 1.1 SOL.
Okay.
Because it covers gas fees and something called slippage.
Slippage. That's a term I hear a lot, but I don't fully understand it.
Okay, so slippage is basically the difference between the price you expect to pay and the price you actually end up paying. Because prices change really quickly.
So it's like, I think of it like trying to grab a moving bus, you might have to run a little bit further to catch it.
Exactly.
And that extra running, that's kind of like slippage.
Perfect analogy. Oh. And it can eat into your profits if you're not careful.
Okay. So we've got our minimum trade size. What else do we need to think about?
Trade within your means. Don't invest more than you can afford to lose. Sounds simple, but it's easy to get carried away. And remember, diversify.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. Spread your bets across multiple coins. Don't just go all in on one coin.
That makes sense. All right. So this is great information. I feel like we're getting a good grasp on this meme coin game. But I'm sure there are like common pitfalls to watch out for. What are some red flags that scream run away from this meme coin?
Okay. Yeah. The biggest red flag is a lack of transparency. If the developers are anonymous, there's no clear roadmap for the project. That's a huge warning sign. It's like buying a car without knowing who made it or how it works.
You don't want to do that.
No. What else should we be wary of?
Hype without substance. If a meme coin is just relying on memes and doesn't have any real utility or a solid value proposition, it's probably a pump and dump waiting to happen.
Okay, so it's like a fireworks display. It looks really cool for a few minutes and then it's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
We need something with substance.
Right. And be careful of guaranteed returns.
Okay.
Or any unrealistic promises. No legitimate project can guarantee you'll make money.
Yeah.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Right. There's no free lunch in crypto.
Yep.
All right. Any other red flags for our watch list?
Pay attention to the token distribution.
If a small group of holders control most of the coins, that could be a problem.
That makes sense.
Because there's a higher risk of manipulation.
Okay. So a more decentralized distribution is a better sign.
Yeah, for sure.
What about the community itself? Can that be a red flag?
Oh, absolutely. If you're seeing negativity or fear or a lot of conflict within the community, that could mean that the project is not doing well.
Yeah, you want to go where the good vibes are.
Right.
Awesome. Well, this has been really helpful. We've talked about the tools. We've talked about the community, the risk management, red flags to avoid. It feels like we have a pretty good understanding of how to navigate this whole world.
I think so. And it's really all about finding a good balance.
Okay.
Between the data analysis, those community insights, and good old intuition.
It's a dance.
Yeah, it is.
Not a rigid set of rules.
Exactly. We need to be flexible and adapt as the market changes.
Always.
Which kind of leads into a bigger point about meme coins. They may be playful and fun, but they're also really pushing the boundaries of things.
Yeah.
Challenging what we think about value.
It's true.
They've made it easier for people to invest, and they've created these amazing communities. I remember when I first bought some Dogecoin, I felt like I was joining some secret club.
Totally.
There's like a sense of camaraderie.
Yeah.
And excitement that you don't always find in those like traditional financial markets.
Yeah. It's like we're all in this experiment together.
Yeah.
Figuring it all out. But there's also a lot of potential for disruption, for innovation.
Absolutely. And with AI getting bigger and bigger, who knows what's next for meme coins?
Yeah.
And the communities around them. Imagine having AI tools that can like predict which meme coins are going to go viral or find new communities before they get big.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
It's like having a crystal ball for meme coin investing. But that also makes me wonder, how do we make sure AI is being used responsibly in this space?
Right.
And how do we prevent manipulation and protect investors?
That's a good question.
So We've got our treasure map. We've got our tools. I'm ready to start hunting for some of these meme coin gems. Where do we start?
Well, let's walk through a scenario.
Okay.
So imagine there's this new meme coin.
Okay.
And everyone online is going crazy for it.
Buzzing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first thing you do is you fire up that on-chain screener.
Okay.
You're looking at the volume. It's impressive.
Uh-huh.
Market cap's climbing. But then you dig a little deeper.
Ooh, before we go there, I'm really curious about these smart money wallets.
Yeah.
Like, how do we identify those? What makes a wallet smart to have AI?
That's a good question. It's not just about how big the wallet is. It's about the strategy behind it.
Okay.
So they look at things like trade frequency, win rate, how they react to, you know, changes in the market.
So they're kind of like the seasoned poker players.
Exactly.
You can tell they're not just getting lucky. They know what they're doing.
Right.
Okay, so back to our scenario. We're analyzing this new coin. We want to see if any of the smart money is involved.
Exactly. So time for some wallet tracing.
Okay.
You start looking at what those smart money wallets are doing.
Mm.
And you notice they're buying into this new coin, even when the price is going up and down.
Interesting.
That's a good sign. They see potential.
Yeah.
They're not worried about the short term. And then you can pull up those cool bubble maps.
Oh, yeah, the bubble maps.
Yeah, you might see some smaller wallets starting to copy what those smart money wallets are doing.
Okay.
So that could mean that there's this cult following starting to form.
That's so cool that you can actually visualize that. But this is where the community piece comes in, right? Like, data is important, but so is the human element.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. You head into those online communities we were talking about.
Yeah.
And you see all these experienced traders. They're discussing the project. They're talking about the roadmap. They're debating the potential. It's exciting.
It reminds me of like the early days of Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah.
It started as this like small community, and look at it now. But we have to remember the risk. Even if everything looks good, these meme coins can be unpredictable.
Totally. It's like trying to ride a bucking bronco. You never know which way it's going to go.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
So how do we manage that risk?
Well, like we said before, start with a small trade size. That 0.1 SOL that AVI recommends, it's a good way to account for those fees and that slippage.
Right. Speaking of slippage, I feel like a lot of people still don't really understand it. Can you give like a real world example?
Sure. Imagine you're buying a concert ticket online.
Okay.
You see the price is $100. You click buy. And then suddenly this says you owe $105.
Oh, no.
That extra $5, that's slippage.
Ah, got it.
The price changed just in that split second because so many people were buying.
Makes sense. Okay, so trade size sorted. What else?
Remember, never invest more than you can afford to lose. It sounds simple, but you get caught up in the excitement.
It's easy to get caught up.
It is. And don't forget to diversify.
Spread those bets.
Exactly. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting to think about. It's like technology and community coming together.
Yeah.
And it shows us that we need to keep having those conversations.
Yeah.
You know, about AI, how to develop it ethically, use it responsibly.
Yeah, we want AI to help us.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We don't want it to, like, take advantage of us.
For sure. Transparency and accountability are so important.
Couldn't agree more. We need to get everyone involved, developers, investors, regulators.
Mm.
And, of course, the communities that are driving all this.
The communities are so important. This is really a call to action. Like, we all need to work together to shape this world in a way that's, you know, beneficial.
Absolutely. Before we wrap up our deep dive into meme coins, there's one key takeaway I want to emphasize.
Okay, I'm listening.
Meme coins, they might seem, I don't know, silly or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're actually a powerful force. They're pushing the boundaries of finance, community building, technology, everything.
They're kind of like saying, hey, even memes can have real world impact.
Exactly. So as you jump into this exciting and sometimes unpredictable market, remember to approach it with a mix of, I don't know, caution, curiosity. Use the tools, engage with those communities, and never stop learning.
It's like an adventure.
Yes.
You have to have a sense of wonder and be willing to explore the unknown.
I love that. And even if you don't, like, become a millionaire with the next Dogecoin.
Right.
There's still so much to learn from all of this. It's like a window into the future, you know, of finance, community, online culture.
It's been amazing exploring the world of meme coins with you.
Thanks for having me.
I have learned so much.
Well, I hope our listeners are feeling a little more confident about navigating the meme coin craze. And maybe they'll even find some hidden gems along the way.
To our listeners, happy trading. Stay meme-tastic. And we'll catch you on the next deep dive.